You've always loved her, and nothing says I love you like the classic Russell Stover heart-shaped box of chocolates.
Spring hopes eternal. Yeah. Lose. Why world of sports? The Bears are rumored to be in the hunt for Russell Wilson, Lou. But the Tribune has speculated on other QBs if the Wilson deal falls through. Ryan Fitzpatrick from Miami.
And Patrick Fitzmichael. Go ahead.
Marcus Mariota from the Raiders. How about that? Jimmy Garoppolo from San Fran, Lou.
Come on, Jimmy G.
And finally, Ginger Andy Dalton from the Dallas Cowboys.
No Cowboys.
Of course, we still have Nick Foles. Lou, what do you think about our quarterback thing here?
Well, you can't see the big smile on my face now, folks, but just let it be.
Let it be?
Let it be. Let Mighty Mitch Trubisky carry on. Let Nick Foles carry on.
Very controversial.
No.
How much would you have to pay? You'd have to pay him $10 million a year.
Who?
Mitch.
What, is his contract up?
His contract is up.
So you cut Mitch loose.
Mitch is cut loose, Lou.
Is Nick Foles under contract?
He is.
Then you gamble with a fucking third rounder or something like that. Don't put the farm out there. School a kid.
Wow, okay. And you start with Nick Foles?
You start with Nick Foles.
Wow. They think they have a Super Bowl defense.
Well, good. They're going to need it. I mean, get a line in there. I mean, really, get the parts working. It's not the quarterback. It's deeper than the quarterback.
Lou Dickman Weekly. There you go. That was as sports radio as we've ever gotten. XFL news.
Yes.
What has to happen before teams can go on the field in 2022? Number one, Lou, they need a lucrative media deal.
Makes sense.
Yeah. They're
welcome to tag on to the podcast if they want.
That's lucrative.
Dwayne, if you hear this, Dwayne, feel free to tag along. We are supporters of the XFL.
I think they'll get ESPN and ABC again. So, decent executive suite. They've got no president or anything. At this point, before the 2020 season, they had operations in place.
How hard could it be?
We'll see. And then finally...
There's enough people out there that want to own a team that have done it before.
The Rock says they're looking for the right vision, Lou.
He's smoking his own shit.
What is he smelling? By this time in the last... Okay, I said that, so...
Okay.
There's no timetable, Lou, for 2022. So I'm saying 50-50, they come back in 2022.
50-50. I'll go with you.
When you hear all that, you know how the businesses go. All right, baseball fans are back, Lou.
Especially those third leagues.
Baseball fans are back. Wrigley will be building 5 new $30 martini lounges. And
yes!
And I am available to buy a martini if you want a pregame sit down with an expert.
I hear the Schaumburg Flyers are a great deal.
Schaumburg Flyers.
And the Chicago Dogs.
The Chicago Dogs or what's that steel mill one out in Gary? That's Steelheads.
That's Gary.
The Rockheads, whatever they're called. Lou, the Cubs. You love their mic'd up moments. When they're mic'd up, just like the XFL, when they mic'd them up last year. They're doing that in spring training.
If it was like, is it anything like Major League?
Well,
Ian, I don't want to hear it.
Ian Happ complimented his own hit, a single, during a mic'd up moment, saying, "If he throws the heater first pitch, that's what happens."
Oh,
that's pretty major league.
Well, he was John too at the first baseman, right?
Yeah, your first base
so
coach.
Part
you know?
Of jawing back and forth.
Yeah. He said to the first base
so
coach.
Pretty politically correct, not like major league.
Well, I hope they bleep anything.
Yeah, they should.
So why if we could have mic'd someone, I'd say Mike Babe Ruth. Or Mickey Mantle.
I don't know. What about Jimmy Pearsall?
Jimmy Pearsall would have been a good Viking. Oh, that guy had a string of invectives going the whole game. And that was before they had meds, so that would have been beautiful.
Can you imagine miking Bill Lee? Okay, we got a live mic.
Spaceman Lee.
You got a space.
Spaceman Bill Lee.
It would be quiet for 7 innings, and then he would say something, and then that would be it.
Or Jim Bouton. Jim Bouton was another guy who's like to spout Dizzy Dean also. I saw a clip of Dizzy Dean on Hee Haw.
Really?
Yes.
Hee Haw.
Dizzy Dean. You remember he pitched in the 40s and then was a broadcaster in the 70s?
I didn't realize he was a broadcaster in the 70s, but I knew him from...
Yeah, he was on Monday Night Baseball for a while.
No kidding.
Yeah, the ABC one.
Must have missed it.
So for the White Sox, Lou, is it me or does Tony La Russa look like he's the corpse of Tony La Russa?
I haven't seen him yet.
Oh, man. He looks bad, Lou. He's 70. Can a 76-year-old relate to today's 20-something athlete, Lou? I think that's the question.
Sure he can.
Well, when Casey Stengel was managing the Yankees, he was close to 70, and those 20-year-old boys were off the farm.
Right. No one was making the big money.
Right.
I mean when you got players, he says, I don't want to say a sideshow, but people are going to go to see Tony La Russa.
Will he fall asleep on the bench, Lou?
I have him before the All-Star break with a DUI in Chicago.
All right, there you go. Go to Vegas. Lou's giving you a tip on the La Russa. All right. Power rankings of the week. Lou, I will never have more than 5 from now on. And we're going back to food. Easter candies, Lou, Easter candies. We got your jelly beans, your yellow peeps, your chocolate rabbit, your malted milk robin eggs, and a chocolate cross to remind us of Jeebus. What is number 5, Lou?
The peep.
The peep is number 5. Never liked those.
Never liked the peep. Even with gravy on them. Didn't like the peep.
No gravy.
No
peeps.
Gravy on the
What's
peep.
Number 4?
The cross.
The Jeebus cross. All right. Number 3?
I was intrigued with the malted, but then you said something else and not ball. So that's 3rd.
All right. I've always hated malted milk balls. The chocolate ones, but they do. They put
not
the.
A Whopper fan? You didn't like the Whoppers?
Nope.
No,
did not like those. I think I got sick on them once.
Okay. Well, you're supposed to chew them.
Exactly. Back in those days. Right. So it's between the chocolate rabbit and the jelly beans, Lou.
That's a toss up. I gotta go with the. Okay. Is it a hollow chocolate rabbit? I mean, are you going to bite in
no,
the air?
No, I'm going to give you the solid. I'm giving you the solid.
Jelly beans and then the rabbit.
The chocolate rabbit is on top. If it's a solid. All right.
Yeah, the solid, right?
Yes, I hate the hollow one. That was gone in 4 bites.
Between white chocolate and black chocolate.
That's another thing, yeah.
That would have been a toss-up.
I didn't mind the white chocolate ones, but they just didn't have the same cachet as the chocolate.
Okay, I didn't mind the... white right. chocolate, though, is more nut-oriented. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
that'll be for a later debate.
If you got a Russell Stover, you knew it was... that's the low end.
Russell Stovers? What do you mean?
There was a guy named Russell Stover, by the way.
There should be.
He was a chemist who went into the chocolate business.
Was there a Fannie Mae?
I think that's a made-up name for the company, but I'd have to look it up. But if there was a Fannie Mae, I'd take her over the...
Well, she wasn't on How Food Built the World.
All right. It sounds like a brand name to me. Okay. Your question of the week, Lou? Since this weekend is the time change, how does Lou spring forward? How does Lou spring forward?
I look on the clock on the stove right now. because the one on the microwave is the correct time. So thank you for reminding me. It's time to look at the clock on the stove. Yes.
It doesn't get any better than that, Lou. That means your catchphrase out.
How about standing wing?
And go Bears! This is a Commish inviting you to tune into Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Brown Jelly Bean Service. If you don't ask, he won't tell. At the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou Brown Jelly Bean Choo!